A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5. When Jesus had crossed in the boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed by the lakeside. Then one of the synagogue officials came up, Jairus by name, and seeing him, fell at his feet and pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is desperately sick. Do come and lay your hands on her to make her better and save her life." Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him. They were pressing all around him. Now there was a woman who suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years. After long and painful treatment under various doctors, she spent all she had without being any the better for it. In fact, she was getting worse. She had heard about Jesus, and she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his cloak. "If I can touch even his clothes," she had told herself, "I shall be well again." And the source of bleeding dried up instantly, and she felt in herself that she was cured of her complaint. Immediately aware that power had gone out of him, Jesus turned round in the crowd and said, "Who touched me?" His disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" But he continued to look all around to see who had done it. Then the woman came forward, frightened and trembling, because she knew what had happened to her, and she fell at his feet and told him the whole truth. "My daughter," Jesus said, "your faith has restored you to health. Go in peace and be free from your complaint." While he was still speaking, some people arrived from the house of the synagogue official to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why put the master to any more trouble?" But Jesus overheard this remark and said to the official, "Do not be afraid, only have faith." And he allowed no one to go with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. So they came to the official's house, and Jesus noticed all the commotion with people weeping and wailing unrestrainedly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and crying? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. So he turned them all out, and taking with him the child's father and mother and his own companions, he went into the place where the child lay. And taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I tell you to get up." The little girl got up at once and began to walk about, for she was about 12 years old. At this, they were overcome with astonishment, and he ordered them strictly not to let anyone know about it, and told them to give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. The two miracle stories today paint a beautiful picture of the relationship of Jesus with women. First an older woman, and then a young girl. I can imagine the despair of Jairus at his daughter's illness. Parents so easily come apart at something happening to their children. They can provide for their children, care for them and love them, but when illness or accidents happen, there seems nothing they can do. They're helpless. Jesus didn't make a big display of his healing, making it seem more like a misinterpretation of the facts. But his love gave a daughter back to her father, a great gift. The lady suffered in silence, no one she could turn to, especially with the lack of understanding of illness and medicine that we are used to. In her day, treatment was more related to superstition or looking for a miracle. And that is what she looked for in Jesus. If I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be cured. Father Ron Rollheiser has given me an insight that has powerfully affected my own spirituality and my ministry. So many people rely on our prayers and holiness. We don't even know who many of them are. And we worry about God's judgment of the sinfulness of our young relatives or husbands and wives who don't practice their faith or live what we call moral lives. They are, however, touching the hem of our garments and will be saved through us. What a gift we have to give them. Our faith, our communion with God, affects them, whether we know it or not. Power goes out of us as it went out of Jesus. What a reason for having confidence in our ability. I can say that I have touched thousands, and I may be worried by the effectiveness of that, certainly in terms of influence. But I do know that I have introduced them to the healing love of Jesus, and that is very healing. This is especially true of parents and their children. As they grow up and seemingly away from God, parents can despair, as Jairus did. But unbeknown to them, or even their children, they are touching the hem of their garment. And that is good enough for God. Thank you.